بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقني وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح، وأن يوفقنا وإياكم للفقه في سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي كتاب الله العظيم. سلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. أما بعد، فقد ثبت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان يبشر أصحابه بمجيء شهر رمضان، ويخبرهم عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه شهر تفتح فيه أبواب الرحمة وأبواب الجنة، وتغلق فيه أبواب جهنم، وتغل فيه الشياطين. ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا كانت أول ليلة من رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب، وغلقت أبواب جهنم فلم يفتح منها باب، وصفدت الشياطين، وينادي مناد: يا باغي الخير أقبل، ويا باغي الشر أقصر، ولله عتقاء من النار، وذلك كل ليلة. وهذا الحديث رواه الترمذي رحمه الله وابن ماجه رحمه الله. نعم، تفضل.
الشيخ محمد بن زيد المرخلي حفظه الله تعالى، he began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the salat and the salam on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us and you beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, and make us from those who follow the way of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah. And he gave the salat, he gave the salams to the brothers and the sisters, and he said to proceed. He said, it is authentic reported from the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to congratulate the people at the coming of the month of Ramadan, or any encourage the people and excite the people that the month of Ramadan was arriving. And he used to inform them that it was close. When he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he reminded them that the gates of paradise were open and the gates of mercy, and the gates of the fire were closed and the shayateen were chained up. As it came from him authentically, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said that when it is the first night of Ramadan, the paradise is open and not a single gate remains shut, and the hellfire, the gates of the fire remain shut and not a single gate are open. And a caller calls out from the heavens and it says, O you who wants the good, he said, and the devils are chained up. And the caller calls out from the heavens and says, O you who wants the good, direct yourself towards the good. And all you intends evil, turn yourself away from the evil, or restrict yourself away from the evil. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has those that he sets free from the fire, and that is in every night of the month of Ramadan. This is reported by At-Tirmidhi ibn Majah. Naam ya Shaykh.
وَجَاءَ عَنْدَ الطَّبَرَانِيِّ فِي الْكَبِيرِ قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ جَاءَكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ بَرَكَةٍ يَغْشَاكُمُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب الدعاء، ينظر الله إلى تنافسكم فيه فيباهي بكم ملائكته، فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا، فإن الشقي من حرم فيه رحمة الله. ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وهذا الحديث متفق عليه. ويقول عليه الصلاة والسلام، يقول الله عز وجل: كل عمل ابن آدم له الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف إلا الصيام، فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به، ترك شهوته وطعامه وشرابه من أجلي. للصائم فرحتان، فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه، ولخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. وهذا الحديث أيضا متفق عليه. نعم.
He said, and there's a narration reported by At-Tabarani in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir that the month of Ramadan has arrived and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down His mercy and He removes the sins from the people and He causes His angels, or He orders His angels to look at the situation of the people. He says, so show Allah goodness from yourselves, for verily whoever is deprived of mercy or forgiveness in this month, then they have been truly deprived. He said, there's another hadith that is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan out of faith and seeking the reward of Allah will have all of his previous sins forgiven. And whoever stands for prayer in the night of Ramadan throughout the month of Ramadan out of faith and seeking the reward of Allah, then Allah will forgive all of his previous sins. And whoever stands for prayer in the night of Qadr out of Iman and Ihtisab, seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and out of faith, and Allah likewise will forgive all of his previous sins. And this hadith is agreed upon. There's another hadith agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every action of the children of Adam is in his favor. And it is written in his favor. He gets 10 rewards for every deed that he does, up to 700 rewards and beyond that. He said, except for fasting, for verily fasting is mine, and I will give my own reward for it. I will give a special reward, meaning for it. He said, for verily he has left his food and his drink for my sake and his desires for my sake. And the person who fasts, he has two moments of happiness, and he, at the time of the breaking of the fast and at the time of the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the smell of the breath of the fasting person is more pure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell of misk.
نعم. وروى ابن خزيمة رحمه الله أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من تقرب فيه بخصلة من الخير كان كمن أدى فريضة، ومن أدى فريضة كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. والنصوص كثيرة، وحال السلف رحمهم الله وقدوتهم نبينا الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم، والفرح والاستبشار والغبطة بقدوم هذا الشهر لما فيه من الخيرات العظيمة والأجور الكثيرة بأعمال يقوم بها العبد يتقرب بها إلى ربه تبارك وتعالى فيفوز بالوعد الكريم الذي أتى في هذه النصوص وغيرها مما هو كثير. أيها الإخوة الكرام، ينبغي لكل مؤمن ولكل مؤمنة أن ينتهز هذه الفرصة، فمن من الله عز وجل عليه وأدرك هذا الشهر، شهر رمضان المبارك، فإنه ينبغي عليه أن يسارع إلى الطاعات، وأن يحذر السيئات، وأن يجتهد في أداء ما افترض الله عليه، مبتدئا بالأمور العظيمة التي عظمها الله عز وجل في كتابه، وعظمها رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته. نعم.
He said, there's a narration which it was mentioned that the person who does goodness in this month, any act of goodness, and he will get the act of goodness that is equivalent to doing an obligatory act. And the person who performs what is mandatory in this month, and it is like they did 70 mandatory acts. And he said there are many texts that have been reported from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Salaf, on account of this, taking an example from the way of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were very anxious and very happy to receive the month of Ramadan. And they would be overjoyed and they would be zealous at the coming of the month because of the opportunity to do an abundance of good and because of the opportunity to receive a tremendous amount of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they would attend to, and we are to attend to those actions and to undertake those actions that will bring about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, and to act upon what is found in the various texts from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he encouraged us to do so. And they are, and every believing man and believing woman is to take the opportunity and to seize the opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, and to leave off their food and drink as is ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to leave off the acts of disobedience as ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to attend to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated upon them during this month.
إن على المسلمين والمسلمات عموما في هذا الشهر وفي غيره أن يهتموا جميعا اهتماما عظيما بأعظم العبادات وأعظم ما أمر الله عز وجل به عباده، بل للأمم كلها أمر الله عز وجل بتوحيده والإخلاص له والابتعاد عن الشرك كله، قليله وكثيره، صغيره وكبيره. نعم، أعظم الأوامر التي أمر الله عز وجل بها عباده أمره تبارك وتعالى بتوحيده الخالص، وذلك بأن نوحده ونعتقد العقيدة الصحيحة التي جاءت في كتاب الله وفي سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بفهم السلف الصالح رحمهم الله. نعم، العقيدة هي الأساس، ولا بد من الاهتمام بها في كل وقت وفي كل حين. يحافظ المسلم وتحافظ المسلمة على هذه العقيدة، ثم بعد ذلك يهتم بالأمور التي بعدها. يهتم أولا بتحقيق أنواع التوحيد واعتقادها والإيمان بها بأدلتها ومعانيها التي بينها أهل العلم من قديم الزمان ومن حديثه. ينبغي لنا أن نسلك هذا المسلك ونتعلم ذلك العلم الشرعي الذي ورثه أولئك الأوائل عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said, is upon the Muslims, is upon the Muslims, whether male or female, in general, in the month of Ramadan, and outside of the month of Ramadan, to give great importance to the greatest obligation that is upon them, and the greatest acts of worship that is upon them, which is to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without partners. To single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with our partners, and to make the religion entirely for Him, and to distance ourselves as far away as possible as we can from a shirk in its entirety, that which is great of shirk and that which is minor of shirk, the major shirk and the minor shirk, and that which is obvious of shirk and that which is more hidden of shirk. That we are to single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone with our partners, and that we are to believe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a correct aqidah, a correct belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as is found in the book of Allah, taken from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. That we are to believe about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as they believed. And this must be safeguarded every time and every place by every Muslim. And then the Muslim, after having the correct aqidah, he is to give great importance to what comes as a result of his aqidah, of the tremendous and important categories of the tawheed, as have been explained by the scholars with their meanings and everything that they entail of action and so on and so forth. And the scholars have explained these things in great detail in every time and every place, and it is mandatory for the Muslim to learn these things and to seek beneficial knowledge of his religion.
Naam. ويجتهد المسلمون والمسلمات في أداء ما افترض الله عز وجل عليهم بعد ذلك، ولا سيما الصلوات الخمس، فإنها عمود الإسلام، وهي أعظم الفرائض بعد الشهادتين، والواجب على كل مسلم ومسلمة المحافظة عليها وأداؤها في أوقاتها بخشوع وطمأنينة، يؤديها على الصفة التي بينها لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي قال: صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. الواجب على كل فرد منا أن يعتني بطهارة الصلاة من رفع الحدث ومن الوضوء الشرعي موافق لوضوء نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومن الإتيان بأركان الصلاة وواجباتها وأقوالها وأفعالها على الصفة المشروعة التي نقلها أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونقلها أهل العلم جيلا بعد جيل، وهي ولله الحمد مدونة بين أيدينا في كتب أهل العلم الموثوق بعلمهم. فينبغي الحرص على الصلاة. تجد بعضا من الناس يهتم بشأن الصيام، ولكن ربما يحصل منه قصور في أعظم الفرائض بعد التوحيد وهي الصلاة، فتجده ربما يجهل بعض فروض الوضوء، أو أنه ينقر الصلاة نقرا، أو أنه لا يخشع فيها ولا يهتم بأدائها، فهذا أمر خطير ينبغي ملاحظته من بعض الناس الذين يحصل عليهم. نعم.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he says, and then after that, it is mandatory for every Muslim man and Muslim woman to attend to the performance, the correct performance of the five daily salawat. Prevailingly, they are the umud of Islam, they are the supporting pillar of Islam, and they are the greatest of obligations. So it is upon them to safeguard them and preserve them, to make sure they do them in their proper times, to make sure they do them correctly, with tu'manina, with tranquility and calmness, in the way that was described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, pray as you have seen me pray. And they are to give importance to making a correct and to learning how to make a correct wudu, as is legislated by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then to bring forth and to act upon and bring into fruition those pillars of the salat and the obligatory matters of the salat, as was done by the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and was done by those who followed them generation after generation up until the time in which we live, and as is found in detail and written and recorded in the books of the people of knowledge. You find some people that give great importance to the other acts of worship after the salat. They give great importance to the fasting while they are negligent concerning their salat throughout the rest of the year. He said, so they have tremendous shortcomings as regards the salat, and the salat is the greatest obligation, and they are not performing it correctly, and they do not have khushu' in the salat, and they are not rendering it with its correct pillars and so on and so forth, and so this must be repaired by them and changed by them.
ومن أهم واجبات الصلاة ومن الأمور التي ينبغي علينا جميعا أن نهتم بها في حق الرجال أداؤها في الجماعة في بيوت الله التي أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه، كما قال عز وجل: وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين. وقال سبحانه: حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. وقال عز وجل: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون، إلى أن قال عز وجل: والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة، فمن تركها فقد كفر. رواه الإمام أحمد والترمذي وابن ماجه وغيرهم. فيا أيها الإخوة، لا بد من الاهتمام بشأن الصلاة وبشأن صلاة الجماعة، وأن يجتهد المسلم بأن يحضر هذه الصلاة العظيمة صلوات الخمس في بيت من بيوت الله. فكم له من الأجور عندما يخرج من بيته إلى بيت من بيوت الله، تكتب له حسنة وتحط عنه خطيئة، وهو في صلاة، وإذا جلس ينتظر الصلاة في صلاة ما انتظر الصلاة، وهكذا رجوعه من الصلاة كله خير إلى خير، يرجع بأجور عظيمة إذا حسنت النية وكانت المتابعة منه لنبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم.
He said, so from the greatest of obligations, therefore, is the obligation of the salat. And from what is connected to it is performing it in the jama'ah, in the masajid, in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that they are those who perform the salat in those buyut, in those homes, in those houses, those masajid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered to be erected and that His name be mentioned therein. And He there exalt and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein in the morning and the evening. And he men who are not distracted by business and trade from the remembrance of Allah. He said, and likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, what means, and establish the salat and render the zakat and make ruku' with those that make ruku', meaning, and He make your salat, render your salat along with the rest of the Muslims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, and safeguard the prayers, and in particular the middle prayer, and stand obedient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, what means, indeed the believers are successful. They are those that have khushu in the salat. They are those who have concentration and focus in the salat and are humble and fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the salat, up into the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed they are the warithun. Indeed they are the warithun, those that, and He will inherit the Jannah and they will abide there forever. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said that the covenant, the contract between us and them, what separates the Muslims from the non-Muslims is the salat. Whoever abandons it has this belief. He said, this was reported by Imam Ahmad and Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. He said, so it is imperative, therefore, that a person gives due diligence and due importance to the salat, and that they render the salat in jama'ah, in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person does so, they will be raised, that every step that they take, they will be raised in going to the masjid and a level, and they will have sins removed from them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them with a tremendous reward. And all of this is goodness coupled with goodness and compounded with more goodness. So long as a person in doing so has a correct intention and they are following the way of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Naam. Wa min al-umur allati tata'allaq بهذه الفريضة، فريضة الصيام، وبشأن الصلاة أيضا مشروعية صلاة التراويح في ليالي شهر رمضان من أول ليلة منه. وقد جاء في الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي رواه الإمام أحمد والترمذي رحمهما الله أنه قال: إن الرجل إذا قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرف كتب الله له قيام ليلة. وهذا فضل عظيم، ينبغي المحافظة على هذه الصلوات وعلى صلاة التراويح، وأن يتأسى فيها بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولم يحدد عليه الصلاة والسلام ركعات معينة، لا في رمضان ولا في غيره. ولهذا الصحابة رضي الله عنهم كان بعضهم يصلي 23 ركعة، وفي بعضها 11 ركعة، وكان بعض السلف يصلي في رمضان 36 ركعة ويوتر بثلاث، وبعضهم يصلي 41، وهكذا. ذكر أهل العلم أحوال السلف في هذه الصلاة ومشروعيتها، والأمر في ذلك ولله الحمد واسع. ولكن من ذكره ومنهم الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله يقول: من تأمل سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علم أن الأفضل في هذا كله هو صلاة 11 ركعة أو 13 ركعة في رمضان وغيره، لكون ذلك هو الموافق لفعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غالب أحواله ولأنه أرفق بالمصلين وأقرب إلى الخشوع والطمأنينة، ومن زاد فلا حرج ولا كراهية كما سبق من حال السلف واعتمادهم على أفعال الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليه. نعم.
He said, from the things that are very important that are connected to the obligation of fasting and the obligation of the prayer, and he is the legislation of the night prayer, the Taraweeh, and the months of Ramadan, from the first night of Ramadan. It was reported by Ahmed and the Tirmidhi that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that if a man stands with the Imam until he leaves, until the Imam is finished, then it will be written in his favor that he stood the entire night. He said, and so it is befitting for a person to give any due diligence and to safeguard these salawat, all of them, and the salat al-Taraweeh. Likewise, seeking thereby to follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and take his example. He said, and there is not necessarily, in his estimation, anything that limits how many raka'at a person prays in the month of Ramadan, or outside of the month of Ramadan. He said, if a person was to pray 21 raka'at, and this is reported from some of the Salaf, and some of them, it was reported 23 raka'at, and they would pray more than that. And we know in general that the Taraweeh, that it is legislated, and the Qiyam al-Layl, that it is legislated, the night prayer is legislated. He said, and the affair is something that is easier than that. He said, yet a Shaykh ibn Ubaz, rahimullah ta'ala, he said, the one that intentionally wants to follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and praying the exact number of raka'at that he prayed and not going beyond that, then he would get a more tremendous reward. He said, and so, in doing so, it will be easier for those that stand behind the person in the salat, that stand behind the imam in the salat, and it would have a greater reward for them.
Ayyuhal ikhwah, وأهم الفرائض بعد الصلاة أداء الزكاة، كما قال الله عز وجل: وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. وقال تعالى: وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحمون. فقد دل كتاب الله العظيم وسنة رسوله الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم على أن من لم يؤدي زكاة ماله يعذب به يوم القيامة، فينبغي الاهتمام بشأن الزكاة. وقلت هذا لأن كثيرا من الناس يخرج زكاة ماله في رمضان، لأن إخراج أو فعل الطاعات والتقرب إلى الله عز وجل بالعبادات في رمضان فيها فضل عظيم وأجر مضاعف. فينبغي على كل من لديه مال زكوي عليه أن يزكيه الزكاة المشروعة، سواء كان من النقدين الذهب والفضة أو الأوراق النقدية أو عروض التجارة أو من بهيمة الأنعام. كل ذلك عليه أن يسأل أهل العلم والمعرفة ماذا يجب عليه في هذا المال الذي أعطاه الله عز وجل، فيخرجه طيبة بذلك نفسه، فيؤجر على ذلك الأجر العظيم الذي يترتب على بذل الزكاة.
He said, and the greatest obligation, absolutely, after the obligation of the salah is the payment of zakat. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and they had not been instructed except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the religion sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to establish the salah and render the zakat, up into the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the straightforward religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, what means and establish the salat and render the zakat and obey Allah and His Messenger so that you may be of those who are shown mercy. And the text of the Book of Allah, as well as the Sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they inform us that the person who does not pay the zakat and his wealth, that he will have to, that he will be held with a severe reckoning on the Day of Judgment. He said, and so we find that a majority of people, that they render the zakat and they pay it, they wait until the month of Ramadan and they single out the month of Ramadan to pay it, because this is the month in which a person should do more acts of worship, and it is a blessed month. It is a month in which the rewards of people are multiplied, and so since the zakat is legislated, they pay it in the month of Ramadan. He said, and so it is for the person that has zakat to pay, any whether it be from gold or silver, or whether it be from currency, or whether it be from urud tijariya, from merchandise, or whether it be from animals that he has to pay zakat upon. I need to ask the people of knowledge exactly how to pay the zakat, and those who have understanding of the zakat, how exactly to pay the zakat and to make ikhraj of the zakat, bring it forward, while being happy that he is doing so, and following the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أيها الإخوة وفقكم الله أعانكم لنعلم جميعا أن الواجب علينا أن نصوم هذا الشهر إيمانا واحتسابا لا رياء ولا سمعة ولا تقليدا للناس أو متابعة للأهل أو أهل البلد، بل الواجب على كل فرد منا من المسلمين والمسلمات أن يكون الحامل له على الصوم والدافع له هو إيمانه بأن الله تعالى قد فرض عليه ذلك. نعم، يؤمن بربه تبارك وتعالى ويؤمن بشرعه المطهر، ومن جملة شرعه المطهر أن شرع لنا هذا الصيام وفرضه علينا حتى يطهر الإنسان بهذه العبادة نفسه ويؤجر على ذلك الأجر العظيم، وعليه أن يحتسب الأجر عند ربه. نعم، وهكذا قيام رمضان، الصلاة، صلاة التراويح وغيرها يجب أن يفعلها المسلم إيمانا واحتسابا لا لسبب آخر. ولهذا قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، إلى آخر الحديث الذي أوردناه قبل قليل. فيا أيها الإخوة، ينبغي علينا جميعا أن نعتني بهذا الشهر الكريم بصيامه وقيامه والإحسان فيه وبذل الخير والكف عن الشر والمحارم والمفطرات الحسية والمعنوية، وأن نعتني بالسحور فيه. نعم، وجبة السحور عبادة عظيمة أمر بها نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، بل دل عليها كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى قبل ذلك، وذكر نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام بأن في السحور بركة. نعم، بركة حسية وبركة معنوية، حينما يقوم المسلم وتقوم المسلمة في ذلك الوقت، وقت السحر، وقت التنزل لله الذي ينزل الله عز وجل في الثلث الأخير من الليل إلى السماء الدنيا نزولا يليق بجلاله وكماله، وينادي عباده كما ورد في ذلك الحديث الثابت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فيجتهد الإنسان المسلم، يجتهد في هذا الوقت بالدعاء والاستغفار والاقتداء بنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم، ليحوز على الأجور العظيمة التي دلت عليها آيات الكتاب ونصوص السنة النبوية. نعم.
He says, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you tawfiq and preserve you. It is mandatory upon us to approach this month with the intention to fast this month out of faith, believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated it upon us, and seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we are sincere in that, and that we don't do it out of showing off or trying to be seen or trying to be heard, or just because other people are doing it, or blind following what everybody else is doing, or because our families are doing it, or because our countries or our lands are doing it. But rather, the thing that should drive us and compel us to fast in this tremendous month is what was mentioned by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of iman and ihtisab, of faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that it is obligatory upon us, believing that it came from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and believing in the legislation of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that it is from his legislation, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated it upon us. so that we could receive the tremendous reward that has been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as regards the acts of worship in this month. He said, and likewise as regards the other acts of worship in this month outside of the fastings, such as the Taraweeh, and such as, other than that, the recitation of the Quran, and other than that, any person, he should do these acts of worship for no other reason except for the fact that he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is seeking the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever fasts a month of Ramadan out of faith and seeking the reward of Allah, then he will have his previous sins forgiven for him. To the end of the hadith, the Shaykh said that he mentioned earlier in the talk. He said, and so it is befitting for us to give proper care to the acts of worship that are done in this month, such as any the prayer and the recitation of the Quran and the giving of sadaqah and the doing of every type of good and withholding ourselves and preventing ourselves from doing any type of wrongdoing or evil. He said, and that a person at the same time that they give due diligence and importance and care to this suhoor and to the morning meal before the coming of the fajr. He said, for verily it is a tremendous act of worship that was encouraged by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he informed us sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the suhoor, that the morning meal, that the pre-dawn meal, that it has barakah. He said, meaning barakah that is physical, has blessing that is physical, brings physical benefit to the person and it brings spiritual benefit to the person. And it is a time of the descending of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that befits the perfection and the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the dua of His creation and accepts the istighfar, the seeking of forgiveness for His creation. And so a person, and he acts upon what is authentically reported in this regards from the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and they give a good effort at the time before the dawn to make dua and to make istighfar and to try to follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in doing so to receive a tremendous reward from Allah. Naam ya Shaykh.
Naam. Ayyuha al-ikhwatu al-kiram, al-hadithu shayyik an hada shayyik. Walau aradna أن نستعرض بعض حال السلف في هذا الشهر العظيم لطال الحديث وطال الكلام، ولكني أقتصر على هذا وأقول للجميع أولا لنفسي أولا، نحمد الله عز وجل على أن أنعم علينا بنعمة دين الإسلام وهدانا للإيمان، ونسأله تبارك وتعالى الثبات على ذلك والفقه في دينه. أيها الإخوة، يجب علينا جميعا أن نسعى في هذه الحياة لنكون فقهاء في دين الله، نتعلم السنن ونعلمها الناس، نبين لأنفسنا أولا كيف نعبد الله تبارك وتعالى على بصيرة في هذه الحياة، مهتدين بكتاب ربنا وبسنة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، مهتدين بهدي السلف الصالح الذين كانت لهم عناية بكتاب الله وبسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، نتأسى بهم ونستمر على الطريق ونحذر من الخلاف والفرقة ونترك أسبابها ونكون يدا واحدة في تعلم كتاب الله وسنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أسأل الله عز وجل أن يثيبكم على هذا الاجتماع وأن يزيدكم من فضله وأن يرزقني وإياكم رضاه وجنته وأن يعيدني وإياكم من سخطه ومن النار. أسأل الله أن يغفر لي ويغفر لوالدي ولوالديكم ويغفر لكل مسلم ومسلمة ومؤمن ومؤمنة، وأسأله تعالى أن يبلغنا هذا الشهر العظيم وأن يرزقني وإياكم صيامه وقيامه والإحسان فيه وأن يتقبل منا ذلك، إنه تعالى ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. أستأذنكم لأنه قريب وقت الإقامة عندنا العشاء.
جزاكم الله خير وأحسن الله إليكم وبارك فيكم على ما قدمت من نصيحة
حياكم الله في أمان
الله. الله يبارك فيكم، جزاكم الله خير ورحمة سلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And so the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Zayd ibn Muhammad ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, the son and the student of our Shaykh Zayd ibn Muhammad al-Madkhali, Allah have mercy upon him and preserve his son upon the Sunnah, and upon what is love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make him a key for good for the creation. He closed his advice pertaining to the month of Ramadan by saying, "Oh my brothers, indeed this is a talk that," and he gives us a lot of zeal and a lot of energy, and it is something that is delightful to talk about, the reward and the anticipation, the coming of this blessed month of Ramadan. And if we were to go into details regards what has been mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what it means of the reward that is gotten in the month of Ramadan, then the conversation and the talk will become very long. He said, but I'm going to restrict myself, and for the sake of brevity for this, and I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are collectively to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making us Muslims and guiding us to this religion and guiding us to Iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us firm upon that and to allow us to survive upon that. He said, and it is for us all to give our best effort to establish Allah's religion and to learn the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to learn the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to teach them to the people and to establish them within ourselves, within our own selves and our communities, how we are to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon basira, upon clear vision and upon clear knowledge according to what is in the book of Allah, the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and following thereby the way of the Salaf al-Salih, who were the closest of people to adhering to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, and likewise we are to do everything of the sort, any that will bring us together, to stay away from the causes of dissension and rancor and disunity amongst our ranks. He said, and everything that causes them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you all for coming together, and to listen to some beneficial words, and to make us and you from those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, and those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects from His anger and from the fire, and to bless us all, and likewise to do this for every Muslim man and every Muslim woman, and to reward them and to bring them closer to Him and protect them from His punishment, and that He subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Him to provide us with the opportunity to fast and to stand in prayer and to reach the Laylatul Qadr out of Iman and Ihtisab. And he closed with this, Hadha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad.